September, Christ's closing ministry and death. Christ identifies with our sorrows, September 1. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, he hath been dead 4 days." Christ alone was able to bear the afflictions of the many. In all their affliction he was afflicted. He never bore disease in his own flesh, but he carried the sickness of others. With tenderest sympathy he looked upon the suffering ones who pressed about him. He groaned in spirit as he saw the work of Satan revealed in all their woe, and he made every case of need and of sorrow his own. The power of love was in all his healing. He identified his interests with suffering humanity. Christ was health and strength in himself, and when sufferers were in his immediate presence, disease was always rebuked. It was for this that he did not go at once to Lazarus. He could not witness his suffering and not bring him relief. He could not witness disease or death without combating the power of Satan. The death of Lazarus was permitted that through his resurrection the last and crowning evidence might be given to the Jews that Jesus was the Son of God. And in all this conflict with the power of evil, there was ever before Christ the darkened shadow into which he himself must enter. Ever before him was the means by which he must pay the ransom for these souls. As he witnessed the suffering of humanity, he knew that he must bear a greater pain, mingled with mockery, that he would suffer the greatest humiliation. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he knew that for that life he must pay the ransom on the cross of Calvary. Christ was strong to save the whole world. He wept at the grave of Lazarus at the thought that he could not save everyone whom Satan's power had laid low in death. From the light of his exalted purity, the world's Redeemer could see that the maladies from which the human family were suffering were brought upon them by transgression of the law of God. Every case of suffering he could trace back to its cause. He knew that he alone could rescue them from the pit into which they had fallen. He alone could place their feet in the right path. His perfection alone could avail for their imperfection. He alone could cover their nakedness with his own spotless robe of righteousness. By actual experience he knew nothing of sin, he stood before the world the spotless Lamb of God. When suffering humanity pressed about him, he who was in the health of perfect manhood was as one afflicted with them. This was essential, that he might express his perfect love in behalf of humanity.